We've got some big news on Lindsay Lohan coming up a little later. Also, news on Madonna switching up homes. But right now, let's talk about Selena Gomez, Justin Bieber. They are back on Life and Style Weekly, recapping the week that was. Senior news editor Jordy Lippe joining me from New York here on The Ralphie Show. And Jordy, what rules has Selena set down for Justin?
Well, like you said, Selena and Justin are very much back on. But Selena wants to make sure that this time around, Justin is on his best behavior. So she put some rules in place, basically. First and foremost, no more women, no more pictures with Victoria's Secret models in hotel rooms. That's like first and foremost.
Uh-huh.
Then, of course, they set up a 2-week rule, so they can't go longer than 2 weeks without seeing each other. And he has to be more romantic and show her how much he loves her.
Isn't that a little maybe, I don't know, too strict for two people who are like traveling the globe, very busy, and also under the age of 20?
Well, I think the whole relationship is a little intense for being so young. So I don't necessarily think the rules are what's doing it, but maybe because they're both celebrities and Justin Bieber, I think, has a wandering eye. So I don't know if the rules will help, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe here on The Ralphie Show. Madonna's got a sweet pad in Manhattan. She moving in or moving out?
Well, actually, she's moving out of Diggs in Manhattan, and it's the first time ever we've ever been able to see inside of her apartment. The apartment is $23 million. It was made up of 3 apartments that she combined over the years, starting when she was married to Sean Penn. It has 7 bedrooms. It's 6,000 square feet. It has working fireplaces and, of course, Central Park views. So I'm so excited to be able to see into her apartment for the first time.
I thought you were about to say, I'm so excited to be able to put a bid on this thing, Jordy.
I wish.
All right, we're wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe here on The Ralphie Show. Lindsay Lohan's been making some news in New York as well for all the wrong reasons. Actually, she's been making news on both coasts. What's the latest on Lindsay, Jordy?
Well, this is one story that just keeps changing every second. But the last thing that I heard was that this girl that Lindsay allegedly punched is a fortune teller or a psychic and tried to give Lindsay Lohan a palm reading, and Lindsay didn't want to have anything to do with it. And then the girl criticized Lindsay's movie, Liz and Dick, and that just set Lindsay off. So, yeah, she looks like she might be charged with multiple cases on 2 different coasts.
Of course, also in trouble out in Los Angeles, lying to police allegedly regarding a car accident that happened back in June. Lilo in all sorts of hot messes. Unbelievable. Read about those stories with Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippe, have a great weekend.
You too.